Hello, and welcome to the edition of A Quick Pint. Now, I get some of you asking me questions of a personal nature sometimes. What kind of girl should I go for? What's the kind of girl one should get into a relationship with? And the answer, in terms of relationships that seem to work, the couples that stay together, pray together, so goes the cliche, is as you would expect. It is couples that seem to get along and to keep going, have a shared political viewpoint, a shared religious viewpoint, and a shared level of education. They are quite similar on these traits, and that is what a new study has indicated. Evidence of correlations between human partners based on systematic reviews and meta-analyses of 22 traits and UK biobank analysis of 133 traits by Tanya Horowitz et al. And her and her team conducted meta-analysis of 199 studies, and they found all of these correlations between different traits with regard to couples in the database who had at least stayed together long enough to have children. So it's couples that have at least stayed together long enough to have children. So we could argue that they are, you know, reasonably successful couples. Perhaps they'll divorce in the future, but at least they've stayed together long enough to have children. Now, the correlations range from -0.18 for chronotype. So whether that's interesting. So whether you are a morning person or a night person, that's negatively correlated. So that's weakly negatively correlated, but it's negatively correlated. So a man who is a night person tends to marry a woman who is a morning person, or vice versa. This is negatively correlated. I don't know why that would be. Perhaps it would make sense in evolutionary terms that you would want to be, if you're the person that's going to sleep at night, well, then you're going to want someone else that's going to be awake, and vice versa, so that you're protected from the elements, and you're protected from the wild animals, and you're protected from the surroundings. So that was the lowest relationship. And the highest relationship, as you would expect, people tend to marry, a man tends to marry a woman that's a year or so younger than him. So the highest relationship was birth year, which was 0.87. So very, very strong relationship, but not completely, because of course there tends to be this situation whereby women will marry hypergamously, as it were, in terms of age. Women will sexually select for age because age tends to be a proxy for status, and men will sexually select for lower age because that's a proxy for fertility, and so on. But in general, political viewpoint, correlation of about 0.6, religious viewpoint, correlation of about 0.6, educational attainment, correlation of about 0.5. Now, these tend to associate with personality traits. For example, what political viewpoint you have tends to be associated with how neurotic you are, or how conscientious you are, or how agreeable you are. Likewise, your level of religiosity. Likewise, your level of education. But the correlation between the personality traits themselves was far weaker. It was the way that these personality traits had clumped together in the form of education, in the form of political viewpoint, in the form of religion, i.e. in things that where you will fundamentally agree on the direction life should go in, you will fundamentally agree on how you should raise the kids, you will be able to have conversations of the same sort of intellectual level, you'll be able to intellectually stimulate each other to a reasonable degree, and the other person won't feel that the other person is too stupid or whatever. It's on these levels that it works. It's intuitively obvious, really, but that's on the level at which it works. Smoking cessation, i.e. whether you had given up smoking, that also correlated at 0.5, interestingly. And then 0.4 for IQ, 0.3 for basically things like boozing heavily. So there is a relationship there. Presumably, if one couple likes to drink heavily, then the relationship will be more successful. The other couple, like a member of the couple, likes to drink heavily. Height, about 0.3. Again, this would make sense. You would expect the woman to sexually select for height, so the husband would be taller than her, but there should be some relationship, because genetic similarity theory would predict that you would select for similar traits. And so even though there are physical differences between men and women, you would expect men and women to be selecting for similar physical traits in their partners. And so you see this in terms of relatively similar height when it comes to couples. Anxiety, correlation of about 0.2, and then conscientiousness, depression, personality traits, basically these are quite weak correlations of sort of 0.2 to 0.1, but they are still there. And this is all consistent with genetic similarity theory, of course, that these are highly genetic traits. Personality is 0.5 heritable, depression can be 0.7 heritable, and so you're going to be selecting for these genetic traits, and so they're going to be more similar in partners than chance would predict. They might be weakly similar in partners, but they'll be more similar in partners than chance predicts. So what you're seeing in these data, I think it's very interesting, is the ultimate issue is politics, education and religiosity, that you have a similar worldview, you can get along, you can stimulate each other and have intelligent conversations and get along. And then to a lesser extent, other issues which are also expressions of genetic similarity. So those are the couples that seem to stay together and have kids, folks.